it's a clear case of simple math. If you use less energy, it's going to cost you less money. The barrier that often presents itself for local businesses, particularly small businesses, is finding the upfront money to pay for efficiency upgrades. But what if there were a program that helped provide that money? Well, there's good news. There is such a program. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. The program in Ann Arbor is known as the PACE program. That stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. Our guest this morning will help us better understand how the program works and what it means to the health and sustainability of our environment. Rebecca Philby is Program Supervisor for the Clean Energy Coalition, which manages the Ann Arbor PACE program. Rebecca, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, as I understand it, after the state legislature approved creation of PACE programs in Michigan, Ann Arbor was the first to jump on board, with City Council giving official approval to the program in October of 2011. Is that just indicative of the kind of commitment that Ann Arbor has towards the environment?
Absolutely. I think folks from Ann Arbor were involved in helping the PACE legislation go through the state legislature. There was a whole team of people, from local state representatives to local elected officials, that were there when Governor Granholm signed the PACE legislation. And I think for the city of Ann Arbor, it was a chance to put some of their work in place. There were energy challenge goals that had been in place for a while. The city's had an energy office since 1981. Energy has obviously been a huge issue for the city.
Certainly a city ahead of the curve. What elements had to be in place to kick off such an ambitious undertaking as the PACE program in Ann Arbor?
The first step was to get going on writing a policy, basically. Steps that led up to the City Council approving it in October 2011 included drafting kind of program terms, working with the City Treasurer's Office, the Attorney's Office, the Special Assessment Division, figuring out what PACE would look like in Ann Arbor, writing the policy, getting folks on board, and then making sure that the local banking community understood what was going to be working with it and how it would impact some of their locally held loans.
So explain exactly how that financial aspect of it works. How can a business access money to make necessary upgrades?
It's a great process, I think. It's available to commercial and industrial property owners, and I want to make that point clear, because it is, unfortunately, isn't available to residential.
Right.
But for commercial and industrial property owners, it's as simple as contacting the PACE program administrator and discussing some of the initial upfront kind of criteria. What size building is it? Approximately energy usage of the building. What are some of the potential upgrades that could be in place? And there are some financial criteria that the administrator would discuss with you at that point then, too. You know, are there outstanding mortgages on the property? What's the lien-to-value ratio? Some of these get into a little bit of the technical sides of it, but it's something that can be handled in a pretty straightforward initial conversation.
Now, this financial aspect of it is a loan, is it not?
That's correct.
Right. It's not a gift. It is a loan.
And, right.
How is the money repaid? Is there a good window of time to get the money paid back?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of this, the whole property assessed clean energy package. It is a property assessment. So the property owner, when it's determined that they've successfully applied for the PACE program and they are granted this loan, it becomes a voluntary special assessment on their property. And this is why the program is with property owners and not business owners. Sometimes those are different people. But the property owner is agreeing to be assessed annually. And for the Ann Arbor program, for this first round, it was 10 years. Those terms might change in future. Hopefully it could be longer. But for this first round, it was 10 years.
How is it determined what efficiency upgrades to make? I mean, each locale, as you've pointed out, may have some different or unique set of needs.
Absolutely, and that's why one of the key criteria of the program is that there's an energy assessment performed on the property. This could be an existing energy audit if the property owner had already had an assessment made. But there's also a group of 7 pre-qualified PACE auditors that property owners can contact. And these are energy experts, basically. They walk through the property with the property owner in most cases. They're looking at lighting, heating and air conditioning systems, insulation, the building shell itself. They might be looking at some of the process equipment, and they're assessing how it could perform better, how it could be improved, and then they'll write a thorough report that projects the possible improvements and anticipated energy savings as a result.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Our guest this morning is Rebecca Philby, and Rebecca is Program Supervisor for the Clean Energy Coalition, which manages the City of Ann Arbor's Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, program. Do you recall one of the first businesses to sign up and actually go ahead forward and make the improvements?
Absolutely, and this, in fact, is a business that's almost completed their improvements now. This is the Big Boy Restaurant on Plymouth Road, I think. And they were excited about this opportunity because when they had an energy assessment done, they realized that the building was leaky, it was wasteful, and a lot of their issue was just the maintenance savings. They were having to spend so much in operations and maintenance of some of their equipment. So by accessing financing through PACE, and it was approximately a $90,000 project that they were able to put together. They improved their cooking equipment, their heating and ventilation and air conditioning equipment, and some of the lighting in the property. And they're going to see really good savings from that, again, on the energy side, but on the operations and maintenance side as well.
So all along through the 10 years of course of the loan, they're going to be creating these savings. And once that loan is finally paid off, then it's all savings.
Absolutely. That's correct.
To date, how many Ann Arbor businesses have taken advantage of the PACE program?
The first round of the PACE program, because the way the PACE program works, that financing comes from the city selling a bond. Mm-hmm. So we pool together projects. The first bond was sold in March of 2013, and there were five properties associated with that first bond.
Is this a program that is expanding year to year, or is there going to be a defined number of annual projects determined in advance?
I think the program will grow as interest grows. There, the city council had set sort of an initial goal of $1 million per PACE bond. That had been the initial terms of what we anticipated doing. This first bond was a little bit less than that. It was actually $560,000. So I think where there's interest, if it needs to be lower than $1 million, the bond could move forward. But I think where there is more interest, there's certainly opportunity to sell larger bonds or multiple bonds over the course of the year so that there are different pools that property owners could get involved in. It's not something that it's a once-in-a-year thing or a once-in-a-lifetime thing. There's certainly opportunities for other businesses to participate.
Well, as you've mentioned, this is a small component of a much larger overall energy goal for the city of Ann Arbor. Nonetheless, if this is a program that is going to expand on an annual basis, what, despite the small number of participating property owners and businesses, how can it improve the health and sustainability of the community?
I think there are a few components to PACE that make it a really exciting program for a city to work forward on. Obviously, there's the clean energy component. This is helping reduce energy consumption for a property owner, which in turn is reducing a community's overall energy use. There's also property improvement associated with this. We're putting in, there's an 1800, a building in downtown Ann Arbor that was built in the late 1800s, and we're replacing, through PACE, helping them replace their heating and air conditioning system. That makes that property more valuable. Great for the tenants, great for the property owners. So there's a certain component of improved property values, which is great for the business. There's also the component to that money that's being saved on energy consumption. That money's staying locally. Ann Arbor obviously doesn't have its own power plant. All our utility money, our utility bills are money that flows out of the community. So the fact that we're able to save in this first round around 50. We're anticipating that these property owners are saving around $55,000 a year. That's money that's staying locally, and we anticipate that that's money that those businesses can invest locally or spend locally instead of outside the community.
Well, where can we get more information on the PACE program?
The best place is going to be the program website, which is a2energy.org/PACE. The A2 Energy site has information for homeowners, business owners, all sorts of different information about energy and sustainability in the community. But the PACE component information is there as well.
Rebecca, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That is Rebecca Philby. She is Program Supervisor for the Clean Energy Coalition, which manages the City of Ann Arbor's Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, program. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a presentation of the News Department and the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and heard only on 89.1 WEMU.